Great, thank you very much. Thanks for introducing me and for having me in this session. It's great. It gives me a lot of pleasure to talk about this particular topic. I don't have anything to declare, no relationships, and nor do my co-authors. So I'm going to talk about some aspect of a national campaign that we're running. The campaign that we're running is called Ban the Bags. And I did a presentation a couple of days ago which outlined the success of Ban the Bags that we're currently experiencing. Basically, we did a survey that covers the whole of the United States. And we found that 93% of hospitals in the United States give out the sample packs. The sample packs are the hospital present, given to the hospital kindly by the infant formula company, which is then given to the mom when she goes home with her new baby. So those of you who've had babies, probably you've been given them, because at the moment there's 93% of hospitals, but within recent years there were many more, even more than that, giving these packs out. And the bags contain formula samples and other so-called useful items. There are certain areas of the country where these bags have been discontinued, and really wide regional variations. Rhode Island, only 57% of the hospitals in Rhode Island give them out, but there are nine states in the country, based on the research we've done, where there are 100% of hospitals giving them out. So although we've found it very encouraging that since we launched Ban the Bags, and we've got a website, and we have a lot of people who are working to eliminate bags, and there are a couple of states, Rhode Island and Oregon, which are actually heading towards being bag-free states. We have found that this is encouraging, but there's still an awful lot of places where people are struggling. So what we were talking about in this particular study is to find out some strategies as to why certain areas are able to eliminate bags and what kinds of things work. This is very much preliminary investigation. But you know, when you do a research study, you want to look at something you think is going to work out in your favour. And just doing a lot of the work in this field as an advocate for getting rid of these bags, I really could see that a lot of the strategies that were working were really grassroots type strategies. And so we decided to do it in this particular way as a beginning to investigating this. So we decided to go with the breastfeeding state coalitions and to take a look at what kinds of things they were doing. Those of you who are in the field may know that there's been a really big resurgence or even advent of breastfeeding organized coalitions across the United States. And the people at the CDC, Larry Gromostrone, who's the head of the maternal fitness and nutrition branch there, has really been very proactive in getting the US Breastfeeding Committee and all the different states to get together to create coalitions. They've had a lot of support from the CDC, so that these coalitions come together every couple of years in a CDC-funded meeting. And that people interact with each other. So there has actually been a great deal of breastfeeding coalition building on a state-by-state basis. And one of the things that we hope that the breastfeeding coalitions can do across the country is to work with hospitals to get rid of these bags. And I just came from a different forum where people were talking about this issue, and people said, you know, there's loads of things that need to be done. But one of the things we found that's successful about our campaign is that it's very specific. We want to get the bags out of the hospital. We're not going to ask the hospital to start paying for the formula, which is a whole other issue. We're not making them all try to be baby friendly. We simply want to get the formula bags out. And it's a very manageable issue and something that the coalitions can also help to deal with. So we, in this particular survey, we interviewed the key informants from the coalitions to figure out what kind of things are being done to get rid of these bags. As I say, we know the prevalence is 93%. So from that study that we did, where we looked at all the different hospitals giving out the bags, we identified the 10 states which had the highest rates of formula sample pack distribution and the 10 states that had the lowest. And our goal is to do all 50 states, but we're starting with the 10 top and the 10 bottom. And then what we did was to survey the breastfeeding coalitions in the 10 best states and the 10 worst states, or actually the other way. The highest number of distribution is kind of worst and the lowest number of distribution is best. So we interviewed from the top and the bottom of the scale. So we identified the coalitions either through websites or mainly through the US Breastfeeding Committee meeting, where all the state coalitions came together in January of 2008, and there was a list there with all the different contact information for each coalition. So we made an effort to contact each coalition through them and then to follow up by website and telephone calls. And these are the questions that we asked the representatives from the state coalitions, because we were, it's also a kind of advocacy project, so if they haven't done these, maybe this will also help them to start thinking, because these were some of the strategies that we knew were working in some of the states that we'd already been working with. So we asked the coalitions, have they done any of the following? Have they contacted private practice physicians about the bags? Have they had any established contact with hospitals where bags were giving out, written anything for their coalition members on a newsletter or website about ban the bags, worked on legislation to get rid of the bags or an initiative to replace the bags with something else, worked on the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative, or worked with the local Department of Health. And these are our preliminary results. So the most interesting thing, I guess, you know, your response rate is always telling. And out of the states that we repeatedly tried to contact, only the states where they had the lowest amount of bags being distributed were the ones that got back to us, which tells you something right then and there. The 8 of the 10 coalitions in areas with the lowest numbers of bags being distributed got back to us. Now, I'm not blaming the places that didn't. It may be that they're not organised enough. Some of them don't have websites. Some of them don't have reliable contact information. So they may be in the formative stages of creating a coalition, and they didn't even have a person to respond to the survey. But interestingly enough, out of the 10 coalitions in the states with the highest bag distribution, only 3 of them got back to us. And we did try very hard to reach everybody. Among the coalitions that responded, those in the states with the lowest distribution of the formula sample packs that the hospitals had taken between 3 and 5 steps to promote ban the bags, and those in the states with the highest distribution had done 1 to 3 things. And then we interviewed them to find out what kind of strategies they felt were working in their state if they were doing things. And I think that we took particularly from Oregon, where they've really gotten rid of many of the bags. More than half the hospitals in the state now don't have the bags. And their most successful strategy was really grassroots advocacy combined with support from the local health department. Another success story was the New York City. Their Health and Hospitals Commission actually removed the sample packs from all 11 public hospitals. And because you can't take something away from people without a lot of complaint, you have to replace these packs with something else. So the city's Health and Hospitals Corporation replaced them with 22,000 alternative diaper bags, which went out to all the hospitals that are under their jurisdiction. And that's actually the diaper bag that New York, that Harlem has. They replaced it with something pro-breastfeeding. And we have other really great examples. For example, in Boston, the Beth Israel, which is one of the largest delivery hospitals in New England, they're the official hospital of the New England Boston Red Sox. So the Red Sox actually sponsors their diaper bag, and they have a little picture of the Boston Red Sox on it. And in fact, there's a free coupon inside for a tour of the stadium when the child reaches 6 years old or something like that. So there are very creative ways of getting these bags. And I talked to New York a little bit. I worked very, very hard with the city of New York to get this kind of thing going. We did a lot of talks at conferences. We presented at the Department of Health, and they created an alternative bag. And I have to say, when I first went to the Department of Health and spoke with them about this, the first thing they said to me before I talked was, you know, we're going to do all this other stuff in the hospitals, but the formula industry, we just can't go there. We can't do that. It's too big a thing. And after we talked, they said, that's the first thing we're going to tackle. We cannot have that in our hospitals. It's not ethical. So they had also a bigger policy where they implemented skin-to-skin contact. They pushed the baby-friendly initiative very much. They had patient education, peer counseling. They really tried to do an overall effort which went along with getting rid of these bags. Because I asked them to tell me what they'd done. This is what they told me. I mean, it doesn't seem to have a lot of direct relationship to getting rid of the bags, but they were very proud of all the range of things that they'd done to improve breastfeeding in the New York City hospitals. And then Portland, Oregon, really was very clever. In the summer of 2007, all 15 hospitals within the city limits decided to get rid of the bags all in one go. And it was really the Breastfeeding Coalition that did that. They created this ceremony they were going to have to present awards to Bagbury Hospitals, and wonderfully the city DPH bought into that, and state level speakers. So as more and more hospitals said they were going to do this, others didn't like being left out, and they said they better do it too. They wanted to be part of the awards ceremony. So more and more hospitals actually decided to get rid of the bags in time of this deadline when the awards were going to be given out. And interestingly, the Portland Coalition, who are extremely active, have done some other work since. They have called since then all the hospitals in Oregon and tried to figure out where they're at with this particular thing of getting rid of the bags that they've put into four stages: pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, or, well, stage five for the ones that have already done it. And they found that there are nine of them in the action stages getting rid of the bags right now, so that will mean that within a few weeks, more than 50% of the hospitals in the whole state are bag-free. And most of us probably read the book The Tipping Point, and you know that there gets to be a point where this becomes normal practice, and then the other hospitals follow suit. So specifically for Oregon Lessons Learned, they found that institutional change happened very quickly, but it wasn't that they suddenly just decided to go in and ban the bags. Oregon had been working very hard as a coalition with the hospitals before in different projects, so they found that that was a big, good foundation to build on. So conclusion, grassroots activity. This is one of the kind of nice things about this story, that the grassroots activity really seems to make a difference. You know, so often we want it to make the difference and we have to go in and do something. But in fact, in this case, the coalitions really themselves seems to be able to make an impact on this. Choosing one particular issue can really galvanize a coalition, give them a goal, and help them to do something that's quite manageable if you do it as a group in a strategy like that. And I will just add that one idea that I've had at this conference, since I have a minute left. I was speaking yesterday in a forum where there was a Native American speaker after us, who's done some great work in perinatal health. And I think one of our goals for the Ban the Bags campaign now is going to be to get the formula sample packs out of the hospitals that serve Native Americans, because their rates of diabetes are very, very high. Their rates of obesity are high, and we all know that formula is very strongly linked with diabetes. So if anyone has any contacts in the area, I'd be thrilled to speak to you, because I think that's kind of a winner. It's good to back a winner, you know. And it's going to be difficult for anyone to prove that the Native American hospitals should really have the formula. Okay, thank you very much.